I'm living in exactly the same circumstances as so many, you know, hundreds of thousands of families in our country, and certainly tens of thousands of families in Warsaw. And I sat there and listened to other colleagues, political colleagues' opinions, shall I say, diplomatically. And it just really hit a nerve. They were implying that parents weren't feeding their children properly, and they were demonising parents for it rather than looking at the real issue, and that is the cuts to working tax credits where families don't have enough money. But I put my children first. I make sure they have breakfast, lunch and an evening meal. But I don't.
You don't have an evening meal?
No.
I mean, how often would that happen that you'd go without an evening meal?
At least 6 times a week.
Seriously, so most days you don't eat?
Yeah. Well, I can't say I don't eat, because I do eat. You know, I'll have porridge, or I'll have toast, or I'll have something like that. Do you know what I mean? But gone are the days when I sit down and have the type of meal that I used to have, which would be the same as my children. Do you know what I mean? A pasta bolognese or a stir fry, or, you know, a roast dinner or something like that. I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore. And I know that that's the case for other families because, as you know, I'm a counsellor. I'm working with families. I'm helping them and I'm supporting them. And there's people that are suffering far more than me. And really, the reason that pushed me over the edge is that I realised Monday night that the people who voted for me, I am their voice. And the shame of being in poverty silences you. And it is, I can't explain just how awful you feel. And I certainly put my children before me because I don't want them thinking that they've got an inadequate mother.
Do their children ever go without?
No. My children don't go without.